You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at www.facebook.com/purposed1. Alvin, I again, that's facebook.com/purposed1. Alvin, I. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to Real Talk with AH3@gmail.com, and I may choose a few to cover over time. Again, that's Real Talk with AH3@gmail.com. And please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. We are talking about a quick three about monogamy. A quick three about monogamy. Okay, so where are you going with this, Mr. AH3? This one is yet another one for the sexual politics discussion, which is the most known, unknown, the most engaged, yet hardly spoken of phenomena that happens between sexually active people. And the whole power dynamic that surrounds that. Who influences who through pleasure and availability or non-availability, which we shall see. This one came to me. I saw a video on Facebook, and it was about this famous internet couple. Usually has some pretty good skits and information like this. This one was uncommonly serious, though. So the husband was talking with the wife, and somehow on their podcast they got caught on this subject about sexual activity in their marriage and how it seemed that once the woman was married, her desire for sexual activity went down. The husband was just asking, kind of in a calm fashion, why was that? And he also asked the question, if basically the sex was going to go down in the marriage, why does the wife in this instance fight, or not fight really, but demand monogamy? Because the management of the sexual desire or the sexual urge is a paramount thing, especially in a long-term monogamous marriage, where the only option, generally speaking, to that person is that person. And of course, you know, something clicked in my head, and these three things all of a sudden came to me when it came to not necessarily the sexual politics of marriage, but the sexual politics of monogamy and commitment for some men. And some men just don't realize, honestly, how the power dynamic shifts in that case. And so what I wrote was, I wrote, first of all, here's one side note. I said, God bless the fella who tries to get a straight answer out of that woman. Because in that whole dialogue, I saw so much sidestepping. There was so much sidestepping, you think it was a damn line dance at like somebody's family get together with a yes no question. And you always know something's up when a question is being asked to answer the question. And the question that came out of her wife's mind was like, well, did I force you to do this for me? That's a whole nother topic in itself. Ultimatums. And we're not going to touch that. We're going to stay on course. Anyway, God bless the fella who tries to get straight answers out of the women. God bless the women who give them, which means straight answers, not having to be overly provoked. Men often give women a lot of power through three things. First thing is unmanaged sexual prowess, i.e., I'm a real man if I get a lot of pussy. Second thing, emotional submission without fair reciprocation. Happy wife, happy life. Happy girl, happy world, for example. The mentalities behind those sayings. Third one is legal liabilities masked as moral traditionalism. I want to make her an honest woman and not look like a lazy or selfish man, nor do I want my kids and unwedded statistic are known as bastards. So I'm going to cover that part of the quote. There's another little section too that's caveat to that. But yeah, I started thinking about it because that's what I kind of saw in the situation. Like once one party, usually the woman gets comfortable, the man is left to manage the discipline piece in the relationship situation, or else he's not seen as being a responsible man, and that psychologically weighs upon a man, and that man must come to ask himself, I guess, what's the price he wants to pay to keep the right image, but sacrifice his needs in the process. And I know it goes the other way, but this message is for those guys that mean the absolute best for their situations, but at the same time have no place to acknowledge that their needs are being neglected in the context of keeping structure. And so, again, we go back to things which are the three things about monogamy that shift the power dynamic too far out of the man's sense of respect and freedom as well. And of course, you know, these are all things that are often things that the man ultimately has control over, but psychologically he surrenders them to the woman. Unmanaged sexual prowess, AKA just pure thirst. Living in a constant state of thirst, not really having any other aspect of his life to supplement that or to take so much focus off of it. A lot of men just grow up conditioned in their understanding that they just need to get as much ass as possible. Will that mentality ever slow down or remodify itself, considering all the many examples we've seen how the over-pursuance of sex for most men is something that doesn't lead them into a more powerful place in their life. I'm just putting questions out here, not giving, I guess, absolute solutions, sharing an opinion about it. Maybe it's something it's time for us to re-examine or return to in a higher level of discipline. Maybe not absolute rigid structure, because you can't do that with human behavior. You damn sure can't do that when it comes to sexual desire and behavior. But we could probably work on the discipline aspect a little bit more, especially as guys. So that's my take on that. The other thing is the emotional submission without fair reciprocation, which could originate from a lot of places. I know there's a lot of guys who see their mothers, sisters, some female peer that just get absolutely done wrong by some other guy, and they end up overcompensating for that phenomena that they saw. You know what? I'm not going to do no girl like that. I'm not going to just dog her out like that. I'm not just going to be such a selfish man. And maybe we should just actually give a more higher preferential treatment to these women because of what I've seen they've done so bad. And that's just one example. There's a lot of things that could trigger a man into being so compensating towards a woman that he hurts himself in the process. And, you know, you couldn't cover it in just a simple podcast. But that mentality, mixed with a man who doesn't realize he's with a woman that does not have his best interest at heart when she's receiving these things, puts him into a position where he's submitted without even getting a better reciprocation for that. And so it's another factor. And then the last factor is the social pressure. The legal liabilities masked as moral traditionalism. You know, make that woman honest. Take care of that woman. All of that stuff. But along with all of that, you must also show just how dedicated you are beyond your actions by legally creating a contract to do that, also known as a marriage, which wouldn't be a bad thing. It's just that you're getting into an organization where there's a high probability one of the parties could severely change, and the consequences of that are laid or rest onto the other party. It's an uneven exchange. It's a low to no recourse exchange. And it often, of course, affects men more than it affects women currently at this stage. So those are things that, when in conjunction all together, which is quite possible in any relationship, creates a severe power dynamic that supplies more liabilities to the man and restricts his freedoms. And something like that could lead to you as a man doing passive aggressive things to try to take back your freedom, or B, in this constant loop of reasoning and negotiating, trying to get your power back from someone who has even a hard time admitting that they may be the the seat of your restriction. So definitely think something to think about. The other caveat, which I alluded to earlier, was this another segment that I wrote about. And I said, last thing about sex. The partner who feels they have the most options at a given time and also has the higher sex drive will most likely question the validity of long-term monogamy or suggest in more aggressive circumstances an open relationship or be more open to having hidden sexual partners. And so that kind of leans back into what I just said about finding passive aggressive ways to take your power back, which may undermine the dynamic in itself. You always have to pay attention to the person in the relationship who has the highest sex drive, because the integrity of the relationship often will hang more with that person, especially if they have a very attitude that's not very compromising. Of course, you know that the person with the higher sex drive is either going to live in a perpetual state of frustration, or they're going to get their needs met somehow, some way. But it's all great things to think about. I guess the gist or the takeaway from this is that if you realize yourself to be a man who overly compensates too much for the affections and the approval of your woman, and again, that whole theme of reciprocation is not there, consider maybe from these three phenomena that I spoke about, you may be surrendering too much of your autonomy, your power in the dynamic, which ironically might be something that turns the woman off. That's very interesting. So that's what I had for y'all today. Something to think about, and strive for your freedom, strive for your understanding, gentlemen. I guess that's another takeaway from it. Anyway, this has been Real Talk with AH3 again on the Bashani Radio Network, and thank you for listening. And the vibe music, of course, is provided by my guy, Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. And you can always email him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.